There's a desk here at NPR headquarters that visitors always ask to see. It's in the NPR music department where Bob Boylan sits, a regular desk that becomes the backdrop of an intimate concert series in the middle of the workday, NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts. Just artists, instruments, and whatever may be happening around the office or outside of it.
Thank you. That siren was pretty bad timing, wasn't it? Did you hear it? Oh, okay, good. Could you hear me? Can you? Oh, I must be going deaf. I can barely hear myself.
That's Adele. She stopped by in 2011. She's one of the many musicians who've shown us their talents and personalities at the Tiny Desk. And now you or your favorite undiscovered band have a chance to do the same. Bob Boylan is here to talk about the 2016 Tiny Desk Contest. And Bob, to start, who should be submitting to this?
We're looking for unsigned artists, artists with a unique talent. They're usually the ones that get into the top rankings and the ones we care about most. We want them to send us a video of them performing behind a desk of their choosing. Use your imagination what that means. And the winner gets a chance to play at my desk. And plus, there's a series of other concerts across the country that they play if they were the winner.
Now, I know you got like an insane number of videos last time, right?
I glazed over watching thousands and thousands of videos. We got 7,000 submissions, one from every single state in the country. It was hard for me to go anywhere music related without someone coming up to me and telling me that they entered or their brother or mother entered the Tiny Desk Concert Contest.
And the person who came out on top, Fantastic Negrito was the name of the artist. Tell us about him. What happened?
He did his video in a freight elevator behind a behind a sawhorse, which was the desk. And he was just soulful. He had this charisma and voice that was just so dynamic. He just jumped right out at every single judge.
Lost in a crowd, you feel your thoughts out loud. Lost in the wilderness of the sound.
What are your tips? I mean, you mentioned the freight elevator there. What do you recommend people think about as they put these together?
Well, it's important that they use their imagination in creating the video. We had desks on mountaintops and desks in the ocean and desks everywhere.
Wow.
And that's wonderful. But the most important thing is the music. I want something that only you as a musician can accomplish. And that's usually what wins something like this.
And you're not the only one watching all these videos, right? There are new judges.
Right. We have Dan Auerbach, who people know from the Black Keys. They know from maybe his new band, The Arcs. We have Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf from a band called Lucius, whose career broke because they did a Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, wow.
And also we have Sun Little, who's also played a Tiny Desk. So they all know and understand what it means to play behind that desk.
Before I let you go, I want to know when people can start sending in their entries, when you have to start watching all these videos.
I can't wait to start, but start making the videos now, but submit them January 12th through February 2nd. And of course, that's 2016.
That's NPR's Bob Boylan. He's the creator of the Tiny Desk Concert Series and host of NPR Music's podcast, All Songs Considered. To find out more about this year's contest, go to npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure.